everything, capitalism versus the climate. Here's a quick refresher from that text. The world's governments have been talking about preventing climate change for more than two decades, fudging numbers and squabbling over start dates. The catastrophic result of all this obfuscation and procrastination is now undeniable. In 2013, global carbon dioxide emissions were 61% higher than they were in 1990, when the United Nations negotiations toward a climate treaty began in earnest. At the 2009 climate summit in Copenhagen, the major polluting governments, including the United States and China, signed a non-binding agreement pledging to keep temperatures from increasing more than 2 degrees Celsius above where they were before we started powering our economies with coal. But because governments did not agree to binding targets, they are free to pretty much ignore their commitments, which is precisely what is happening. Indeed, emissions are rising so rapidly that unless something radical changes within our economic structure, 2 degrees now looks like a utopian dream. And it's not just environmentalists who are raising the alarm. The World Bank warned when it released a major climate report in 2012 that we're on track for a 4 degrees Celsius